We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sean Salisbury for AM 790 in Houston, former NFL quarterback. Sean, how are you?
I'm wonderful, guys. Good to be on with you.
Yeah, Sean, it's great to have you with us. You know, the Browns are playing the Patriots this week, and we're a little concerned, obviously, beyond just the Patriots, Sean. And here's why. Baker Mayfield just did a press conference. And in the press conference, he complained about the officials from the Seattle game. You know, we're now a week and a half later. Yeah. And then he made the comment and said, we know we're not going to get the calls, especially this week. We've heard Odell Beckham talk about the league's picking on me. We've heard Freddie say the league is picking on Odell. Dustin and I think this is... When you go into a game thinking the league's out to get you, that puts you in a bad spot. Do you think we're overblowing it, or are you concerned about these comments?
No, and hey, yeah, I'm standing with, you know, with, I'm a Browns guy, and you know, I'm concerned for the first time seeing not only just the inconsistency of the performance. Now we're pushing towards the midway point of the season. I mean, what, 5-6 games in, so we're getting closer to the midway point. And I listen, it's twofold for me with that. And this, whether it's the Cleveland Browns or anybody else, it's a loser's lament.
Yes.
To be making excuses for the referees when you're already past. And we all know the referees are having a horrible year. But it does two things also. One is you keep putting that in your own head, and it's the built-in excuse. See, I'm more of a look at the windshield as opposed to the rearview mirror. I ain't fixing the damn thing, so let's move on. And then you say, human nature, you want to keep talking about us? You're right. You're not going to get any calls. There is that thought. Don't think officials aren't human. They're not robots. They miss calls, and they also take things personal, just like everybody else. And to the point for a franchise that's supposed to, and a quarterback who's been so good at moving on. And I understand. I like guys that play with the chip on their shoulder. But this is not a chip. This is a built-in, here's the reason why. I got news for you. The Cleveland Browns are not in this position because of the referees this year. If that's the case, then I got to go through 26 other teams that are getting hosed on a weekly basis by a horrible call. So while, yes,
right,
have they been a victim of it? Of course they have. But that's listen, I can go down the checklist of the stuff they're doing so bad right now, whether it's play calling, decisions, sitting in a pocket, route running, separation, protection. You want me to continue? And you guys know this outside of your city. There's no bigger fan, but I'm also not going to sit here and kiss somebody's ass when they're not playing the way they're supposed to the expectations. They deserve some accountability. It ain't just the officials. So, yeah, and I don't like – guys, what do we tell our players all the time? Or what are our players – when a guy drops a ball, if you're baking, you're going up to talk to your receiver. Dude, get over it. Move on.
Yep.
It's over. Yep. Now you're sitting here prolonging what we know we can't control now. We'll deal with it. And, you know, I get it. But you know what? Now you're going to face a team that if you don't play perfect, you're not winning. Or damn near perfect. You're not winning. You're going into New England, playing them there. Unless you play the best game of Baker Mayfield's career from Pee Wee football to now and Beckham. You know, if they're out to get you, okay, then here's how you fix go out to get you. Put your foot on somebody's throat and make them call that penalty after you're standing over them with a touchdown catch and a throw. So there's a lot of different reasons. Hey, listen, I love Baker. But this is your face of the franchise.
Yep.
It's time to quit giving me the "I confess the refs did it" and start throwing that thumb at you and say, "I confess we better damn well fix it." Because I'm quite frankly getting tired of it.
Yep.
I am.
Sean, totally agree with you, man.
Great point.
And I look at this and I was concerned because, you know, you're playing the best team in the NFL right now this week. I mean, the New England Patriots are a dominant football team, defending Super Bowl champs, and you're going to the game with already like a built-in excuse to why you're not going to win the game. And that is, to me, a loser mentality. And that's my biggest problem is like, come on, man. Like the refs are not going to decide this game. The refs have been, as you said, have been bad across the board for every team in the NFL to this point. It's not just the Browns. No one's out to pick on you because you're the Cleveland Browns. Like don't go into this game with that mentality that they're going to pick on you.
Right.
Because then you're already have that defeated mentality. I just can't stand it.
Yeah, and Dustin, I'm with you. Please don't be the franchise.
That's right.
I don't want to. you know, there's nothing more than when you when something happens and you want people to pity you.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't be Cleveland. You see, you guys are better than this. Not only we know the fans are and the team's better than this. And I got news for you. If they were after anybody, it'd probably be after the team to get tired of winning and all the stuff that goes on. Brady wins. I mean, New England, while superstars will get the calls, New England isn't going to beat the Browns because the officials this week, like you mentioned. I'm going to tell you, go in there and start, when you throw an incomplete pass or miss a tackle, looking around for a referee's call, you're going to get your ass humiliated in New England. You know, and while they didn't make excuses, the New York Jets look like a fifth grade Swickley, Pennsylvania football team. And Sam Darnold, who's going to be a hell of a player, let me tell you something. He was seeing 15 people on the field.
Yeah.
They can make you do that. So
yep.
If you're not going in balls to the wall and walking in saying, listen, air-free football, play aggressive, and if a ref makes a bad call, you go in there and you start letting it linger, guess what? Now you've let one bad call affect 18 more plays, and before you know it, it's 31-3, and now you got to go with another week of us media wondering why the Cleveland Browns aren't winning the division.
Yeah. That's true.
And it bothers me. They're better than this.
They are.
If I came on here, guys, and the hey, come on, man, guys, what do you want to talk about? Let's talk about the Joker, the movie, because the Cleveland Browns blow. I don't believe this is the real Browns wreck. I don't believe this team's like this, meaning this performance. But I'm going to tell you, we can only keep saying that enough before evidence. It's called analytics, man.
Yeah.
It's evidence and performance. The Cleveland Browns, if they got every call this year, they're not undefeated. They better pick it up.
That's right. 100%. I heard a stat today that earlier today that if the Patriots' offense had never taken the field this year, they'd still be 3-3-1 based on the points their defense has scored and allowed.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It's absurd.
That's stupid.
It's ridiculous. And right now they go get Mohamed Sanu. Wait till their offense, and they will at some point run on that month streak where they're off the charts, and Brady's like right around the player of the month. You know it's coming.
Yeah.
Heck, they're beaten, and I don't. Here's my favorite too. Well, they haven't played anybody. I love that. As if the Browns don't have any good players. As if the Jets don't have one good player on their team, and they're not getting paid professionals. I'm so tired of that narrative across the country by fans or media. Oh, who have they played? Well, as long as they keep saying who they played, and they're 14-0, eventually you're going to see them in the playoffs with home field advantage at 15-0 and 16-0 or 15-1, and then you're going to go play them. So instead of they haven't played anybody, find a way to beat them, and good luck, because right now they haven't even played their best football offense.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
And by the way,
their defense is nasty.
And Sean, I was kind of saying that to be honest, but then yesterday I said, well, when they beat the Steelers had Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
And when they beat the Bills, who don't have a great offense, but their defense obviously played really well, and that was a close game. And the Jets are not – we like the Browns to some degree. The Jets are not as bad as their record. And with Sam Darnold the week before, looked great.
And everybody had Sam Darnold as if you redrafted, who'd be the first pick of the draft, right?
Yeah.
You hear that. So that we're knee-jerk on wins and losses. Hey, I'm not putting the 49ers in the Super Bowl, but do I have to continue to listen to people say, yeah, 49ers, who they played? Well, they played a bunch of guys that are getting paid that I've seen guys go from a roster and say, well, that guy's no good here, and he goes to a Pro Bowl on another team. So these are paid professionals. Talk to the players. They'll tell you how difficult it is across the league to win every week. It's that the Patriots make it look so easy. And you know what? You want a piece of them? Get your ass to the playoffs, and let's find out what you got. And for the Browns, they get a chance to get a piece of this team. Oh, who have they played this week? Well, you're about to find out just how good they are. And the loser's lament would be excuses. A winner's approach is, we're playing the best team in the world. Let's go prove that we can stay in this game, and not just stay in it, but win it. You're not there. I'm not in the moral victory Monday crap. I'm in the win a football game. You want to send a statement loud and clear? Overcome the officials and go kick the Patriots' ass if you can.
I totally agree, Sean. You know, I said this to Adam yesterday. I said, if you would have said before the season began, you looked at all the talent the Browns had, you know, before you even played a game, right? You're 2-4 now, but like, let's say the start of the season, you're 0-0. You have not played one game, and you said, well, the Browns are going to play the Patriots in week 7 or 8, and you'd say, well, can you win that game? And I would say, absolutely, you can win that game. You have just as much talent. Maybe you have more talent than the New England Patriots, but now,
right,
because the way you performed, you feel like you're well. Obviously, the spread indicates they're a 12-point dog this week.
Right.
So, but the point is, the talent hasn't changed, right? I mean, the talent is still the same as when the season began, and so you just have to look at it like, okay, well, they still have, they can still match up with these guys and play with them, right?
Right. And you know what? And with that, and I couldn't agree more. If you're talking about just talent per roster, especially on offense, it's not even close. I'm talking about the Peyton, now the quarterback, of course.
Yeah, I mean,
but I'm talking about wide receivers. Come on, man. The Browns got, when you walk on the field, they should swagger and say, I'm as good as that guy, or I'm better than that guy. And here, just to that bet you wouldn't have made, think about it. You would have said preseason. If you'd have told me this preseason, said, Sean, I'll bet you $10,000 Roethlisberger will be out and the Browns will be 2-4, I would have bet it. I would have bet you $10,000, even if I had it or didn't have it.
Yeah.
And then on the reverse side, right now, if you said, Sean, I'll bet you $10,000 that the Cleveland Browns are going to go in there and beat the Patriots, I'd say, the way they're playing, I'll take that bet.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong. See, but you're also right that if they play like we think they can, they're going to give the Patriots some trouble. The problem is you turn it over two times in your end, the game's over. You're not going to win. So you've got to play a flawless game to beat the Patriots, and they can. And I'm pulling because I want to see a great football game on Sunday afternoon. But the way they performed, and if you keep looking over your shoulder for excuses, the Browns are better than this. And I'm tired of it right on down, and they should be too. They're better than this. They don't need – it's like the dog stole my homework.
Yeah.
Stop it. You're better.
Sean, let's wrap it up with some baseball. Your guy George Springer there, I don't know how much criticism he's getting in Houston, but I think – I got a problem with him not running on that double, because if he's hustling out of the box, he's on third, and he probably scores on the fly ball by Altuve. He made the excuse. He said when he was asked if he could get to third, he's like, no, not Tyler White. Who's the kid that was?
Kyle Tucker.
He said Kyle Tucker went to tag up, but so what? I mean, Kyle, by the time Springer would have been running, Tucker was on the move, and he could have, if he had to, he could have pulled up and gone back to second, but he probably gets to third if he's hustling out of the box.
Well, at least, we'll give me the chance. That's my thing.
Yes.
We killed Ron. I smoked Acuna when he did that.
That's
I
right.
did. I crushed him. And George Springer is one of my favorite players in baseball. And
great
George
player.
Always hustles.
Yes.
But guess what? You're not above criticism. And when he says, well, Kyle Tucker tagged up, Kyle Tucker still scored. So he was able to get all the way around. So what I want you to do is hustle your ass off. And then if you don't get to third and you're on second, then we could say, man, George tried to get to third.
Yeah,
but he couldn't get there. But don't leave the door open to say, well, he could have. No. The bottom line is, had you been hauling ass out of the box, you would have forced Tucker to take off. And he would have taken off because he was a base-running blunder, too, the way he played it. And I just never understood. If you hit a tape measure job, sit there and admire it. But when it's a close one in a World Series game, George knows that. I promise he won't do it next time. Get your butt moving. And then let us, when you open that can of worms, let us after the game say, that hustle won the game, as opposed to that hustle may have cost them a 1-0 start.
That's right.
Now with Strasburg coming to the mound, you can go back to Washington 0-2 if you're not careful.
Yep.
I love George. It was a mistake, no question about it.
Love it. Love this series. I think it's going to go 6 or 7. Sean,
yeah, I agree.
Great stuff, man. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.